And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
State legislative leaders are scrambling for their political lives after the conservative U.S. Supreme Court ruled the legislative districts they drew to lock in the power they gained in the 2010 election were unconstitutional because they were racially gerrymandered. They're desperately trying to avoid holding a special election in 2017. There's not much doubt about what would happen if voters went to the polls this year. President Trump is historically unpopular, and Democrats lead the generic ballot in legislative races by 15% in one survey. Republicans know they are doomed if voters get the chance to elect their representatives from constitutional districts. Three elections have been held since 2010 in which voters were denied that opportunity. But the Constitution does not exist to serve political parties or agendas. It's there to guarantee the basic rights of all Americans. Those rights are now being violated by the leaders of the General Assembly, whose response to the courts is to ask for more time. Let them have one more election with their illegal districts. But enough is enough. The courts have spoken clearly. It's time to return some power back to the people. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.